This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour 3 of the Nation. We're going all the way till 7 o'clock tonight. And then you get Fan After Dark. Fred and Blake will be cooking 7 to 11. Do not miss that. Could this Cowboys future Hall of Famer have a kid who might actually be able to fit his future gold jacket coat? Okay, we'll talk about that coming up at 4:20. Here's we'll check with the Chuck Wagon.
Bad news for the Madden film, directed by David O. Russell.
How could there be bad news? Everything I see is just perfect thespians taking ownership over their role and their character.
No doubt.
I mean, did you see the breasts on Nicolas Cage as John Madden?
Incredible moves.
That's really getting into character. I'm like, is that a fat suit or is that like those
6 months of pancakes?
Very impressive.
Yep. Yeah. Mama did not say take away them flapjacks. He ate all them flapjacks.
And I don't think of Cage as a dumpy, frumpy guy.
Not at all.
No. He's usually lean.
Very lean.
So if he put on that weight to become a real more John Madden, that's great. But I think it's a fat suit.
Yeah, I'd probably lean fat suit there as well, just how wide he looks. But, hey, I thought
that... You don't think his body's capable of something like that?
His body's certainly capable, but not to that extent. And Christian Bale, I thought, looked tremendous as well as Al Davis. And Christian Bale, he is one that really can get into character. We've seen that.
He crash dieted for one, didn't he?
The fighter.
Yeah, he will lose or gain the weight.
And he won an Academy Award for The Fighter, which was also directed by David O. Russell. He also directed Silver Linings Playbook, which is a really good film, American Hustle, I Heart Huckabees. But
oh, good for you.
Yep. Well, this wasn't a good look for this director. According to reports, during an impromptu monologue, Russell allegedly used the N-word, prompting the actor and some crew members to walk off set. Studio sources told TMZ that it was the unnamed actor who initially suggested including the slur in the scene, which was ultimately not used.
Let me hear it with the hard R.
The final cut. So they've left. This was a pretty shocking turn to the film. And now there's a lot of allegations being made towards the director. Not good, because everything was building very positively. And now you've got this. Not a good look that you want in the news for our Madden film.
Apparently there's a nude scene that is bringing some chaos as well. Some full frontal nudity.
Is it Nicolas Cage?
It's a locker room. It feels like they were trying to paint the big tuna Brian Broaddus picture in the locker room.
Yeah, the same actor made it clear he did not want to be in the nude scene, a locker room setting, which allegedly pissed off David, and his reaction was unprofessional. So the actor's going on a tirade.
I'm noticing this new trend where it's like, hey, freedom of speech, it's a word. I'm just, you know, saying something to ask a question. I don't have any bad intent behind it. I just think, like, just don't say it ever, you know?
Yeah, don't say it.
You know, that's it. That's easier. But I think people feel like, well, you can't control me. I got my freedom of speech. I'm going to be my own man and say what I want to say, you know? It's like, okay, I guess you can say it if you want to, but it's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
know,
why do you want to say it so bad?
Now, we still don't know the name of the actor. Maybe that will come out at some point, but I don't know if that person will be returning to the project or not. Currently, they've stormed off.
Hey, as long as we got Cage and Bale, we're going to be all right.
They look like they're staying strong. Now, broadcaster Jim Gray and Tom Brady, they are putting together a display called the Hall of Excellence. Historic items that will be displayed in this. Of course, Tom Brady will have some stuff as well. But the stories behind these iconic moments in sports and entertainment shouldn't just live in storage or behind closed doors, Brady told The Athletic. They should be experienced. For me, this wasn't just about showcasing trophies or jerseys. It was about capturing the feeling of what it takes to achieve greatness. How pumped are we for a possible Hall of Excellence, Tom Brady style, with his buddy Jim Gray? Hey, Tom.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 2, I guess.
Not,
if it's
not
on,
excited, that high,
if it's on, I'm like, cool. I'm listening to the Brady thing, but yeah. I'm not going to find it.
No, I'm not going to go to this Hall of Excellence either. But I'm sure Patriot fans, Bucks fans, maybe fire them cannons. They'll be pumped. Gene will be there. Gene Dekeroff will be there. And I hope he's there and is the PA announcer for whenever they open this thing. Fire him. Fire them cannons.
Absolutely. He should be the voice of the HOE.
Now, it does feel a little bit weird with them coming in with the Brady thing. Like, but maybe the Patriots don't want to do it, well, you know, because it's so tainted.
Like, collect others. Like, it won't just be Brady's Hall of Excellence. Maybe he can dabble with some Tiger Woods, some Michael
you
Jordan.
You have other
LeBron.
Greats that spent 10-plus years in your organization.
Yeah. No. Yeah, we go get Richard Seymour, you know, some other great Patriots that you played with. Maybe
Seymour
some
Wiener.
Nice Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Seymour Wiener, it would be a great one to have. Shout out to R.S. Diamond Broker.
Salute to Tolbert Garage.
Absolutely.
He's in the building. Yeah, Colby's up here. Right here.
Oh, my
Our
gosh.
Guy Scott.
Colby?
Yeah. Crack him if you got him, boys.
Bill Walton's estate auction. This is one you might be interested in here, Gavin.
Oh, I'm interested in this.
Yeah, you could go ahead and dabble in Bill Walton's estate auction. He's got tie-dye shirts that he wore to Grateful Dead shows and a giant teepee that Bill Walton had in his backyard. And if teepees could talk, the stories they'd tell about what went down inside of it during Bill Walton's tenure in the backyard.
Can only you imagine the ayahuasca trips he'd been on in that thing?
My Lord.
Seriously,
the DMT.
Dude. I'd like to think there's still like vomit and stuff just like dried up on the walls of that teepee in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that cactus growing back there that they take.
From what I understand, that was one of the things that he was most proud of when he had like other celebs and, you know, high established people over at his place. He was like, let's go in the teepee and let's show you a good time in there.
It's probably like a Grateful Dead stuff. It's probably a treasure trove for Dead fans.
Now, like wholesome ayahuasca definitely. Stuff, though, you know, not just not debauchery.
No, not
just
debauchery.
Good old fashioned medicine.
Of course. June 12th is when this auction is going to officially start if you want to crack some bids. Now, I've got some college football news. Yep. Perk yourself up there, Carter. Oh, man, apparently Texas and Ohio State have been kind of fighting with each other over the start time of their game. Ohio State, we know, does not want this thing being on Big Noon Kickoff. I've talked about that. They want to move this thing. And according to insiders for both schools, the Longhorns have declined the Buckeyes' request to move the August 30th season opener to a later date during Labor Day weekend or perhaps a primetime kick to ramp up the intrigue. And if you're Texas, I guess this makes sense. I don't want you to get this game at primetime if that's what you want. I'd rather play it earlier. We're coming into your house. We're coming into the shoe. We're going to plant the flag Baker Mayfield style. And Ohio State say, no, 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 no. We want to have this thing in primetime. I like the back and forth. I like the gamesmanship. What's going to happen? Fox will win out on this, and it will be Big Noon Kickoff August 30th. That will be the season opener time.
Yeah, dude. It's already the schedule's the schedule. And isn't Ohio State the same team that has their biggest rival versus Michigan always at 11 a.m.?
Yes. And they only want the Michigan game at home at 11. Every other game they would prefer to have afternoon or primetime.
Sounds like they're bitching to be bitching to me, Broadus.
They'll be bitching to be bitching, Ohio State.
Sounds like a tough negotiation. I'm just glad the Jones boys aren't involved because they would just let the other side win. No, go ahead, Jeffrey Lurie.
Oh, you guys want
to pay people to keep the tush push.
You want to move the date? Let's move the date.
Yeah. Funny how, like, though, Ohio State will take that money from Fox, though. You know, then they know that there's a possibility that they're going to probably have to be on a lot of noon games.
Yes.
They signed that contract.
Damn right.
They know that's the whole idea. Big noon kickoff, you know?
But Ohio State wants to have their cake and eat it too. They're okay if they got to go to Penn
State.
They just want their home games, not at noon. Yeah. Like, you can't have that.
You got to get that in your contracts. I understand. You want an environment. You want the best TV spot. I get all that. And I wouldn't be opposed to it if you wanted to say, listen, you want to get in those primetime late spots, be the better teams. You know, I think that's what it should go to. The Bamas, the Ohio States, the Texas, Oklahomas, you get the pick of what you want. We're going to put the other teams on at 11 a.m. or 11 p.m.
Now, is Lincoln Riley playing scared here or is he coaching smart? We've got the future of the USC-Notre Dame rivalry. It is in limbo. The two sides have a difference of opinion on the historic series. One wants to lock it down. The other's hesitant. The other Not a surprise, it's Lincoln Riley and it's USC. They've played nearly 100 times dating back to the 1920s. Bryant was there for the first game. You know this rivalry better than anybody. Now, here's Notre Dame. They said, quote, "We want the rivalry to continue. It's a special game to our fans and our institution. We will continue to work with Notre Dame on scheduling future games." Lincoln Riley, quote, "I would love to continue this series. I know it means a lot."
It does.
Now, if you get into a position where you've got to make a decision on what's best for SC to help us win a national championship versus keeping the rivalry, shoot, then you got to look at that. There's been a lot of other teams to sacrifice rivalry games as we get into this playoff structure. And if it changes or not, we're in this new conference. We're going to learn about this as we go on the right and best track to winning a natty. That's going to involve. So he's thinking, if I can maybe keep Notre Dame off my schedule, does that maybe give USC a better chance to make it to a national championship game instead of possibly getting a loss there?
Yeah.
Well, they got bigger problems to worry about. I mean, get your quarterback situation figured out, Lincoln Riley.
That game was always meant to give the Irish, it goes all the way back to Newt Rockne and them, and it was always meant to give the Notre Dame fans on the West Coast a chance to see the team play, but also allow the team to go and play games in California to get out of the harsh South Bend weather and stuff. It was always, that's what this, both sides were kind of like, Notre Dame was looking at it as like, okay, yeah, we'll go play it, but we get to go play in California every other year. And they kind of look at that as, and they look at his recruiting back. So that's what this game was really all about. It was about something that Rockne said, yeah, we'll get on the train and we'll go west and people will get to see Notre Dame football out there. But now you have to think about these things.
Yeah, naturally people are alleging Lincoln Riley's coaching scared. He's a coward. He's dodging Notre Dame because he did this before with Oklahoma. He didn't want OU to go to the SEC. Yeah. And once they finalized it, he jumped ship, went ahead and went to USC. And there were a lot of OU fans that then were like, he didn't want to play against the competition that was the SEC, and that's why he left. To go to an easier conference.
You know what's amazing about Notre Dame football now is that I never felt like that they would adapt to NIL money, and they have.
Sure.
They've just in a national
championship game.
They've figured out that, you know what, that, yeah, it's about the academics and all that and the Catholic
They do
Church.
Love to win.
Marcus Freeman has done a hell of a job.
But they are willing to spend money to go get football players.
Could you imagine?
Which I didn't think they would do. Stanford's the one that's not going to spend money for football players. You know, those schools, some of these prestigious schools that academics and stuff, they're not going to spend the money. But Notre Dame, man, they're going to spend money to go get players.
Well, you stick with USC and that Notre Dame rivalry. Bijan Robinson recently was interviewed, and he said, look, I'd have gone to USC. I'd have not gone to Texas. All I wanted, and this was on Kevin Hart's Cold as Balls episode.
Oh, yeah, with a cold plunge.
He said, I had Ohio State and then USC. Reggie Bush was my favorite player. I was like, if I can wear number 5 and bring it out of retirement because of Reggie Bush, I'll come to USC. Trojan said, uh-uh, no shot. We're not taking it out of retirement. He says, good, all right, I'll go play for the Horns.
Too much respect for Reggie.
I'll go to Texas. Gosh.
I respect it on both sides, both the program and the player.
Yeah.
Men of principles.
When's the last time you guys used a penny?
Oh, wow. I would say probably at some point in the last 5 years to make change.
Maybe the last time I played golf as a ball marker.
That's a good one.
Maybe the last time.
When's the last time you played golf?
Been a long time.
10 Seriously. Years?
Whew.
15 years?
No, I would say I'm Sam. Probably been about 6-7 years.
Yeah, like if you're trying to make exact change, maybe if you've got something around, or like I'll keep the coins and you go to like the Coinstar or whatever you dump them in there and try and get cash for it.
I generally view them as a nuisance.
I don't ever remember, like usually sometimes there's places you go when you pay in cash and if you need the penny, they have them sitting there for you and you could grab it and use it as part of your change. I can't tell you the last time I paid for something in cash.
Well, it looks like the pennies might become obsolete.
Yeah.
We might have the extinction of the pennies. According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. Mint has announced it has no plans to order any more of the blanks that are used to make pennies after they stamp out the most recent supply and will subsequently cease production as part of a cost-cutting measure. Officials estimate will then save $56 million a year. So bye-bye to the pennies. Maybe hold on to the ones you have now because they could become a collectible item down the road.
We're spending $56 million a year to make 1 cent?
According to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, we don't need them. Shoot, I think you could probably call it at quarters right now.
Yeah, we don't need the dimes and the nickels.
Just rotate them.
I mean, really, you know? You're right. Changes become pretty damn obsolete.
Yeah.
With everyone just using their phones to pay with Apple Pay or Google Pay, the cards,
if I have change, I'm automatically putting it into that charity cup in your checkout or whatever. There's
a little tip jar or whatever.
Yeah, like, oh.
Because it's just going to be clutter. It's going to be clutter in your car.
I don't want it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I hear you. You know, maybe
put it in the big 5 gallon, the five gallon water things.
Yeah,
that's what we do in our crib.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
It takes a while, but in about 2 years, they kind of fill up.
How do you carry that thing out?
Smile on my face. Like, that's probably 300 in here, fam. I'm telling you right now.
I'm serious, though. Do you just like horse that thing out of there? I mean,
it's pretty heavy.
The handle. And you're like, I could see me doing something, trying, oh, look, I filled it up. And then
there goes your shoulder.
There's my left shoulder. Now it's gone.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lucius is still a younger man, and he could handle that thing pretty good. But yeah, I had one in the 90s when we were still doing a lot of stuff with cash. I had one that got up to there like $200 or $300, and it's amazing.
Did you ever roll your own change?
Yeah, I did that in the 80s. You take it up to the bank.
Well, you put it in the paper.
You change it out. Yeah,
you put it in the paper, uh-huh. And then you stack it all up.
Yeah,
you did that, huh?
Yeah. Not only did we do that, but we got this little scale, so we didn't have to count them. We would just
the scale doubled for you. The right amount of
weight on the scale would be the right amount of dimes or pennies or whatever you're working with.
So the scale had two uses.
Well, yeah, the scale later on came in quite handy. Yeah. There once we
was
got
it a triple beam scale? Is that
what you're saying? Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Don't bring me no more change, fam.
I think it was technically a kitchen scale for like measuring portions and stuff.
Yeah.
We got to run, though. Getting hot in here? Okay, we have a really great Cowboys story, but also grades for Game 1 West Finals. How do the Stars do? Who are the three biggest stars of the night? And we're back with those stories here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Fan. Welcome back, Nation. Future Hall of Fame Cowboy has a kid
who is getting all the offers from the big schools. We'll talk about him. Could he possibly fill dad's shoes? Obviously, you don't want to put pressure on him, but it is pretty amazing how good this kid is. Okay. And we'll get some Stars content in here for you as well. We're still celebrating the Game 1 victory. What an incredible third period again. These guys just have such a knack for pulling it out. They've been doing it since 2020. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-0817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, and that bubble run, I think it was Kiviranta who had some things. They were doing crazy stuff in the final 2 minutes of periods to, you know, force overtime or get a win. And this thing is exciting. So how do the grades go? Greg Wyshynski weighed in, our Puck Daddy, ESPN.com, who's been awesome in joining us throughout the season. And he gives Edmonton a C+, playing the two good periods, but giving up three power play goals in less than 6 minutes to sit in a one-goal deficit they never came back from. Oilers could have recovered on special teams themselves, but didn't convert with their own third period tries, finished 1-for-3. On 5-on-4, Edmonton's bench was rightly deflated even before Sagan scored the dagger late in the final period. It was a tale of two teams for the Oilers, and the worst of the two prevailed. What kind of a grade would you guys give to the Stars for last night?
Oh, man, probably, I'd say a solid B+ with the way they were able to bounce back, the resiliency they showed. I mean, the first two periods were a stinker. But five unanswered goals in the third, and again, it's historic what they just did, being able to come back and rally to win from two goals down. That was unbelievable, and I do think there was something to, there's vastly different styles between the series you just finished with Winnipeg and Edmonton. Edmonton's more so similar to Colorado, so maybe there was a little bit of a game of adjustment there, and in the third period, man, they found their game.
I love this stat they were talking about with DeBoer, as the Stars became the first team with three power play goals in the third period of a single playoff game since the Sharks did it in 2019 under DeBoer. Wow. It's happened three times. Both were with DeBoer with the Sharks and then one with the Stars. Like, is this... maybe it's already known in hockey. I'm sorry, maybe my naivete is showing, but it seems like this is a Jimmy Johnson, Phil Jackson... elite coach that we have, and a guy you want to hang on to for the rest of his career.
No, I don't think it is known. I mean, I think that he's very well respected. Sean McDonough, who was on yesterday with the morning show, and he's actually going to jump back on with us tomorrow at 4 p.m., who's the voice of the Western Conference Finals for ESPN. I mean, he was talking about the comparison to Paul Maurice in Florida, which I can see. Like, Paul Maurice was a really, really good coach. He's been doing this for three decades, but he wasn't considered an elite coach because he hadn't won the Stanley Cup. He finally gets that, and that changes your resume. Like, you know, Greg Wyshynski had the note of, look, Pete DeBoer's made the six out of the last seven conference finals. He's been fired twice. And I was also there where if the Stars had have lost in the first round to Colorado, I think there would have been a conversation of, does Pete DeBoer, do you need to move on from Pete DeBoer here?
Yeah.
So he's a guy that has been able to get teams so far, and then they kind of have stalled. If he's able to finally win, then yes, I think that he is finally put into that category, which he probably deserves to be as an elite coach.
817 pointing out that we're going to get to the rest of these grades. By the way, you are right. Greg Wyshynski gave the Stars a B+. He said the power play gets an A+. The rest of the Stars game got a C+.
Yeah.
So he averaged those two out. But the 817 says, after the second period, I lost hope. I started watching the Survivor finale, checked Google for an update midway through the third, and realized I had to quickly change back. I know Wolchuk didn't do that because he was at the game. Did anybody else maybe flip over to Pacers Knicks for a while? No. And then you look at your phone and maybe you get that alert and you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
No. I didn't. I was
to those me, intermissions. I was flipping.
I'll tell you the really intermissions so. You flip, but the fact that Dallas was on the power play to start the third.
Yeah, you knew.
I had to stay with
fresh sheet of ice.
I had to stay with it, and I'm like, okay, they're going to figure something out here. If I could give a grade, I think this team was like a B-. You know, I mean, really, if you look at how they were not very good the first 40.
Sloppy.
They just were
turnovers.
Not good. And if it wasn't for, I think, Edmonton mistakes, just carelessness with their sticks, I think Dallas loses that game last night.
For sure.
Yeah,
I just don't mean, all of a sudden, you it's so self-inflicted what Edmonton did to themselves. They're not good on the kills. And what did they keep doing? They kept giving Dallas this opportunity And Dallas is one of the best teams, one of the better teams in the playoffs when it came to power plays. You just completely gave them the game by going to the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Stars knew what Edmonton couldn't do, and that was kill a massive penalty at the end of the second period.
Mm-hmm. Amen, no question.
So the Stars put themselves in a bad spot as well. I mean, Edmonton did score one power play goal.
Right.
And then they were able to kill some as well.
You do have to be able to execute, and it's, I don't think it's a coincidence. Like, I think DeBoer might just be the goat at teaching power play.
Yeah.
Like, what they did and what they've done so far, now they've given themselves a 68% chance by historical precedent to win this series. That's what the game one winner has done.
Well, I thought that thing was over 70.
It might have dropped because the Stars have won so many recently after losing.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but, that's true.
Yeah, they say not every game's going to have the undisciplined play the Oilers displayed in the third, so you cannot count on that. The stars of the game, Sagan, Haskinen, who Woolley said is fully back after getting to see him play in person, and then the power play goals. Your player to watch for game two, Wyatt Johnston, who was waking up, showing some signs last night. And the big questions for game two, can the Oilers clean up their act, the discipline, the laziness? I don't expect them to have a problem like that. And then, you know, is it time to update our thoughts on the Finns, the Finnish Mafia, as they're called? You know, obviously Haskinen getting it done, but Rantanen, Hintz, slowing down a little bit. What do you say there? What's your updated take on our Finns, Wolchuk?
I think Rantanen certainly helped quite a bit. I mean, I think that some of his influence was not on the stat sheet. And honestly, this was exactly the type of game that we've been wanting, because you've had to rely too much on Hintz and Rantanen, and then Granlund with the three goals that obviously he had during that Winnipeg series. We were waiting for Sagan and Duchesne and these guys to step up and the depth to perform. So, no, I still think those guys are going to have their fingerprints all over the series. For game one, though, this was exactly what you needed as a Stars fan. We've talked about how deep they are. Are they the deepest team left in the Stanley Cup playoffs? You hadn't gotten the production from the depth. You did last night, and thank goodness for it.
I think Granlund's been one of your best players.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
when you start to talk about with him and the puck, there seems to be that energy with him.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be plays behind the line. There's going to be plays. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be poor angle shots.
He does a good job of keeping pucks in the zone.
Yeah, the puck is going to stay. And sometimes he comes up and pinches, you know, his ability to like play in the corner for a guy and then to show enough power to hold somebody in place, but then also to move it around. He's been outstanding. You talk about just consistency from, he's kind of been like, if I could use a football comparison for the Cowboys, kind of like a Jordan Lewis, like a guy that like when things aren't going great, he's the one guy
consistency
that seems to be playing better than everybody else until we figure it out.
All righty, G-Bag Nation, 105 through the Fan, game two tomorrow night. I had this Cowboy story for you. I guess this has been happening over the last couple of days. I checked the social media, but Jason Witten's kid got an offer to play at Georgia, so I went to the social media, and it's Cooper Witten. He graduates in 2027, so he was just finishing his sophomore year. Five-star linebacker, and in his social media is just like a long line of him saying, I'm blessed to get an offer from Georgia, Bama, Texas. And he's got Ohio State, Nebraska. Obviously, Tennessee has to be a factor as well.
I think this is the kid that when Bennett was like, I think Bennett was 9 years old or something like that. We were playing football, and this is the kid that like was 5 years old or 6 years old.
And he was playing with him?
And maybe he's younger, a lot younger. And yeah, they were playing together, and the kid, and Jason had him breaking down, and he's the kid that said, 1, 2, 3, integrity.
Wow.
I think this is the kid that was the one that said that.
Well, I mean, at 16 years old now, he's 6'2 and 215.
Yeah.
So he ran a 10.9 in the 100.
Yeah, Bennett's 5 years older than him, right.
Okay.
Wow, bro, 10.9 in the 100?
Yeah, and they say that projects to 10.5 by his senior year, which would give him DB speed with linebacker size. Yeah. So
he's probably going to be like his dad. He's probably going to be in that. His dad was like 260. That 260 range, and then came down. I would say this kid's probably going to be somewhere between 245, 255 as a linebacker.
So is he going to be a linebacker? You think he's also playing safety?
I think that maybe he's going to end up.
See how big he gets.
I think he's going to get bigger. I think he's going to be like his dad.
35-inch vertical I'm seeing here as well.
Yeah. He's been All-State at Liberty Christian his freshman and sophomore year, 7 picks, 14 pass breakups.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get bigger.
He's in the top 10% of sprinters for all high schoolers right now. Yeah.
and could possibly come down to that 10-5.
His dad, for a big guy, ran pretty well. I think his dad was in the low 4.6s.
Wow, I'm seeing him touching off at 24.4 miles per hour.
Yeah. Impressive, man.
In a track event?
In a
track event, yeah. All right, so be on the lookout for that. A lot of kids, we're seeing them. You know, whether I think Sertan has surpassed his dad. It's rare that you get the kid who could be better than dad, and it would be really tough to be better than Jason Witten or even as good. But five-star recruit, number one in the country at his position.
Yeah,
that's something. Okay, in addition to football's finest coming up, Chief, what do we got?
Filthy has been more insufferable than ever over the last 24 hours. That's next in the nation.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-T today or visit MinceTClinic.com. That's MinceTClinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Time now for an edition of Football's Finest. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Just a reminder, tomorrow, Sean and RJ Firehouse tour, and that's free delicious Whataburger breakfast on the fan right there. We'll be at Mansfield Firehouse number 3, 3100 East Broad Street, and they'll be giving away one-of-a-kind Sean and RJ Firehouse t-shirts while supplies last. So free tees, free Whataburger. Little Sean and RJ action. I think this is Sean's like first Firehouse tour of the year.
I was going to ask you, are you going to show up and get the free t-shirt?
It's nobody in Mansfield.
Nobody loves the free t-shirt more than you.
Let's not sit here and act like you don't appreciate a free tee either, okay? But it's in Mansfield.
If this I'm interested in that Ranger LSU.
Yeah, we know that
jersey.
We know that. We found out those go up to 3X.
I think it's 2.
Is it 2?
I know
Baskey said he was going to grab one for you.
I appreciate that, Mike.
I think you could squeeze in there.
I know. We'll see. I'm trying my best.
You're generally looking for the 3X, though, yeah. Off the rack.
I'm just telling you, man.
He's a tall guy.
I hate when clothes are like somewhat tight.
Agreed.
I hate that. Like shirts, I would rather be way out of bounds and, you know, than to be.
You'd rather be too baggy than too tight.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I understand.
Get your Spanx on, bro.
I totally understand that. When is that LSU night that's coming up?
Yeah, it's against the Blue Jays, like the 27th.
Could that be tomorrow, maybe?
I think LSU night could be tomorrow.
Oh, well, they're on the road
in Chicago.
We will be there next Friday. Yeah, next Friday. Like I said,
we'll be there next Friday. We'll be there next Friday for the game.
If it's a next Friday outing, then you're definitely gonna you're gonna get the shirt and you're gonna put it on.
Oh, of course I would.
Live on the air.
It's my man Smith. He's an LSU. He's an alum.
He sure is.
You'll wear your LSU Hey Dudes that Vinny gave you.
Got him on right now.
They're sharp, dude. They look incredible.
Yeah, Vinny's the man.
I'll tell you what,
speaking of looking good. No, go ahead, Broadus.
Real quick. That whole thing with the, dude, like, I could tell Dawson just hated our croc look over the year.
Oh, he was watchdogging your croc.
He was kind of watchdogging us on that.
I will say the
fashion thing I did take for him are those jogger pants. Those things are good.
Yep.
Haven't seen you wear them.
It's 93 back degrees to the khakis out there, bro.
Doesn't sound like me, Daniel.
There's a summer jogger. They just make them much thinner.
You
can do it, yeah. Very breezy.
We'll see him next week now.
How do you order them?
All right, around the bodies here quickly. Speaking of looking good, Brock Bowers.
Can I interrupt you? No.
Brock Bowers, tight end of the Raiders. Don't worry, I'm not talking about him looking good. We know he's got a little bit of a goofy look to him, even though he's an absolute animal.
Balding.
Savage.
I think he was balding in seventh grade.
Yeah, that's a tough sell. But Ashton
so
Genty.
Was Jason Witten.
He says he's a beast. He's quick. He's fast. He's rocked up. He's thick. Whoa. He's pretty good.
Pause.
Hey, that was the so entire...
Is the rocked up like the best description you can get? If somebody says, like, God, you're rocked up.
I mean, I would like to bring Lucius into this. He's probably been called rocked up before. Rocked up, is that like, does it get any better than being rocked up?
Whoa, what?
Right?
What's happening, fam? What are we talking about?
Like physically, somebody says, like, man, that guy's rocked
physically
up.
Physically impressive.
Dude, you are rocked
in your
up,
other
fam.
Life, Lucius. We're talking about you and your other life.
Nah. That's I've been in the gym long enough. I feel like if a dude said that, he's hitting on me.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, that's
man, look at you, man. You are rocked up, man. Veiny, dude. Look at you.
So that's what bro. That's what.
What's
Chief
your
does.
Diet, dude?
Chief does this all the time when he describes Aikman like, oh, veiny.
Vascular.
Every time you say that, I kind of go, God, what are we doing
over there?
It's
a little turned on.
Just kind of just singing the praises of a 50-plus. How old is he now? I mean, looking that lean,
maybe.
Looking that good,
graduated
drinking that 89. Much beer.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a pretty impressive genetic makeup, and I would like to just breathe life into it.
And holler at his doctors. I want to holler at his doctter.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We're doing that blood work.
You think he's drinking that 5K milk? We'll have to find out.
Yeah,
wouldn't be surprised.
He's always vascular guy.
Getting some kind of hormone help in there.
Yeah,
one way or another.
Those Canelo steaks again.
Not easy to be 50-plus and vascular, Broadus. Okay?
It's legal.
I feel like you should appreciate that.
It's called varicose veins in the back of your legs. That's vascular, bro. What about that?
Oh, boys.
That's a different level of vascularity.
Well, you talk about it all the time, and you say old, and I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if he's talking about people with bad legs.
You earned those varicose veins.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what they were called, but when you said it, I knew exactly what you were talking about.
Okay.
That's phenomenal. Also, it looks like Jaden Daniels may have put on a little bit of muscle this offseason.
Nice.
We know he was a bit of a string bean. But looks like he's getting
he's
a little bit more jacked.
He's 205 at LSU.
But isn't he like 6'4"? I mean, he's
skinny.
He's a skinny guy, but he's not a 183 guy. He's not built like that guy in Carolina.
No, he's not. But yeah, the tall length to him there. But I wouldn't describe him as vascular.
No.
Maybe a little bit more jacked. Jaden Daniels, we can look forward
rocked
to.
Is he looking rocked up?
Yeah, rocked up.
No, he doesn't classify as rocked up. Let's not do that. But also, congratulations, Aiden Hutchinson, edge rusher for the Lions. He says, I'm cleared. Got cleared a while back. I'm rolling with the boys now. Feels like I'm back to being myself again. So we'll see if Aiden Hutchinson can hit the ground running there on the edge for the Detroit Lions.
Hope he's awesome besides when he plays the Cowboys.
Yeah. Walchuk, what's your bold Lions edge rusher prediction?
Trey Hendrickson of the Cincinnati Bengals or Bengals ends up in Detroit. I think they make the trade for him, and I think they should. I think they should grant his wishes. If they're not going to pay him, which it doesn't sound like they will, he deserves his money. Pay that man his money. Go to Detroit.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Okay, now let's go ahead and get to the Eagles being, gosh, as insufferable as you could really ever dream them up to
be. Shore Parks.
I don't follow him. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I've muted him.
Did you mute him?
I don't know if I muted him.
I've considered it, but sometimes I don't want to just because there's material there to bring up.
His training camp.
I give him credit, though.
Synopsis is pretty amazing.
I give him credit, though. He's covering teams that are winning.
For what?
No, I give him credit for he's covering teams that are winning.
Just cheerleading.
He's cheerleading winning teams.
It's crazy how he types up all his stories with the pom poms on his hands.
Oh yeah,
like that skill set. You do like you do have to respect that a little bit.
They're beating us in the Love of the Star podcasting world right now.
Oh, they're the champions, so they're gonna get that.
Yeah. Get some engagement going there. That'll do it.
We'll circle back next year.
Want me to take them out?
Please, Lucius.
Yeah, take them out.
I know you got the poops.
Football or ball
sack? Take them out by the knees, brother, so you guys can rise to number one.
Yeah.
We need all the help we can get.
I've seen this happen before. I tell you, it works out.
All Jeff Galooly.
All of a sudden, I see that Flybirds podcast, and there's like, Elliot's not on it anymore. I'm like, ooh.
They replaced him? Oh, really?
No, I'm just saying.
If too many if we can get him. Yeah, we would appreciate that, Lucius. Okay, football or ball sack? Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie said to the other 31 NFL owners while pleading his case for the tush push to not be banned, quote, "It is like a wet dream for a teenage boy to create a play that is so successful. The only way for it to be stopped is for it to be banned."
It's got to be ball sacked all the way because they got lady owners that sit in that those meetings. Well, ball sack. All
Gavin
the way.
And I talked about this before the show started, and Gavin goes, "Was that real? I really thought that was a ball sack." Yeah. And I agreed with you. I saw it yesterday.
There's
I'm not going to bring this up.
Said that with ladies and president.
I think
that.
It's ball sack, but it's real.
That's football, boys.
I cannot believe
Seth Wickersham on the report.
Okay,
when you win a championship, you get like this pass to say wild stuff. Yeah, it's only the next week at the parade and everything.
Lady owner with the
come on, we're surprised. We've seen the emails these people are sending to each other.
I'm just saying though.
I thought you got to bring John Gruden into this.
That's probably somewhat censored.
I thought Lori might have been a classy guy, but I don't know. After this one, Brian, I was wondering, did they catch him at the bar? Like, is this a half in the bag Lori giving a quote to reporter
this is him in the middle of the this is him talking to the other 31
I
NFL owners.
I just can't believe
this is him in the middle of the entire proceedings of trying to sell the idea that the push shouldn't be banned. It's an embarrassment. You know, you're pressuring like NFL reporters to be wholesome and you let off that bomb as an owner.
Nah,
it's just it's gross. It is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Speaking of disgusting, now you have billboards up in Filthy saying "You tried, we tush pushed back. Go Birds."
Yeah, apparently the Eagles put out a 26-minute video.
They
of
did.
Just tush pushes. I thought maybe this was ball sack. I was like, yeah, 26 minutes worth of this, but no, they did.
They put up a 26-minute YouTube video of nothing but tush pushes.
You know what? You
going
know,
over the yellow marker.
Was it 26 of them total? Is that what it was?
Well, it's 26 minutes worth. I don't know how many. 40 or so.
Who's whose jersey number is 26 on that team?
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a magic number for him.
Yeah, they're trolling that way too.
Yeah, now he's like getting loud about how awesome his team is. He's like, "I firmly believe when you look at our team that we had last year, I think we're top five all time. If you really look at the season outside of the first four games, it was belt to ass." That's a direct quote.
Did Fleury say that?
No, that was his player.
It's Barkley. I do like the belt to ass line. There's something about
who
that.
Who came
that
up with belt to ass line, by the way? Who first used that? Lucius, do we know who came
I'm
up with
sure.
belt to ass? Was it a music
that
video?
That song,
music
that the troll song, that guy that did all, that's the first time I'd heard it.
Oh, the
kids on the internet?
Yeah, the
kids on
the
internet.
Cowboy,
kids on the internet.
Cowboy
street slang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Good for the kids.
Yeah.
An Eagles
the hood.
An Eagles fan is quoted in CBS News Filthy saying, "My whole family loves the tush push. My little nieces and nephews, they mimic it when they're playing football outside. It's a guaranteed touchdown. And again, everybody should figure out how to do it. They just can't. We mastered it. Get a better defense."
Yeah, whatever.
You know, first of all, it's not safe. So I would hope they would be better parents than to have their daughters doing that.
Yeah,
but I'm not surprised. You know,
daughters tush push by the cousin. That's what they're doing in Filthy.
Yeah, that
feels
teams.
More West Virginia.
12 teams vote for it that don't even play
the
Eagles.
They tried to say this was safe. Like, they had Jason Kelce say, "I'd come out of retirement if all I did was just run tush pushes." If that's what you would do.
Well,
he
constantly complained about it when he played. And now the new guy is, what's he call it, pain? Yeah, he calls it pain. Yeah, Juergens or whatever, he calls it pain.
Like, didn't,
Kelsey's the last guy
yell out
up.
A battle cry.
Yeah, last guy up after.
Said it was super claustrophobic and terrible to have like eight 250-pound guys laying on you. So I just think this is another example. I'm not going to drone on about it. I'm not going to rant about it. But once again, this is Lurie wanting it more than Jerry. Okay, it's not that hard to win a Super Bowl these days. All you have to be willing to do is go for it aggressively. Buy up the team, pressure the other owners, do a deal with them so they vote your way.
So Jerry's just kicking back, probably sipping Johnny Walker on the bus or something, while Lurie's running around like Bill Clinton
whipping
in
votes.
1991 whipping votes. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Brian?
He's whipping them.
Looks like Scott Hansen's going to return to the NFL red zone.
He is?
Yeah.
I saw the Olympic zone he was definitely going to do. So we got the red zone confirmation.
Looks like that's headed to Scott Hansen
when
once
do you have
again.
Time to watch?
Goat.
Oh, well, this year we'll have quite a bit of time since we have these
true.
Thursday.
That's true. We got a lot of free
Otherwise,
weekend.
It would be the week of Thanksgiving, the usual one Monday and Thursday night game, and then the bye week. So like four Sundays a year. This year we'll have like six or seven.
That's amazing.
Did you guys give your condolences to Jim Irsay yesterday?
No.
I didn't know about that yesterday.
It happened after we got off the air.
Jim Irsay.
Did he really?
Yeah.
They're flexing about their highest GPA their team's ever had. SMU is on Twitter. What do you think that GPA is?
3.2.
Oh, for a player?
2.78.
As the team? The team GPA?
Yeah, team GPA. Best they've ever had in SMU history. A solid
3.1.
2.95.
Okay. Not bad. That'd be better than I did. Okay. Stars relying on making history to pull it out once again. Is this just what they do, or are they flirting with danger and it's going to catch up with them? We'll get thoughts on that. And then your NFL Sounds of the Sports Day coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation of the Fam.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.